Creating jobs now is crucial for the future of Africa and its young people. The natural resources of Africa hold strong prospects for creating employment and achieving prosperity. That is what the chairperson of the African Union Commission, Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, told the International Labour Conference in Geneva.
By 2025, it is estimated that the African youth will make up a quarter of the world's population of under 25. By 2040, half of the world's youth population will be in Africa. It is therefore imperative that we invest in our people, invest in their health, nutrition, and education, and have them acquire the skills that will enable them to become productive members of our society. But to be properly employed, the youth must be employable. So it means young people must be well prepared to respond to the professional and economic needs of the time.
Education should equip young people with the skills needed by the labour market. But that alone is not enough. There need to be job opportunities. Dlamini Zuma believes that there is plenty of scope in Africa for such opportunities to be created.
The continent holds abundant natural resources, some of which are still untapped. It has plenty of arable land and a variety of minerals. Its coastlines and oceanic spaces hold rich marine resources. These hold great prospects for Africa's industrialization and economic prosperity, if exploited judiciously and to the benefit of the people.
She stressed that the African Union is committed to stepping up efforts to promote job creation, eradicate poverty, foster economic growth, and reduce inequalities.
In conclusion, there is a lot of optimism in the continent, and rightly so, because in the last decade, African economies have sustained high levels of growth.
Patrick Moser, reporting from the ILO in Geneva.